Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of The Imperfect Journey. I am your host, Mr. Anthony Johnson. This is podcast number 4. I'm very excited to be back. As I've stated, this is an unscripted, unedited podcast. There are no notes. I do have a topic that I thought of prior to starting, but there are no written notes down in terms of getting my message across. For any person just now listening or haven't listened to the past 3, it's not the best podcast you've ever heard. I have no filters. I will make a lot of mistakes until I figure out what I'm doing and which direction I want to take this into. It's just going to be me talking. As I keep saying, it's going to be just me talking off the top of my head, nothing written down, no people around me, just hanging out in a room in my place, trying to figure out how I want to do this. But this is something that's been in my heart, on my mind, part of my spirit for a long time. And I recently was given some inspiration from a family member to kind of let loose and see what happens. So here I am. You have me, my voice, my little iPhone and app, and just me giving you what I got. And hopefully it's something that can inspire you. I'm pretty excited about it because it's something that I feel has been a long time coming. I do believe in my heart that this is a message, or some of these messages that I'm passing along are valuable for people and can have an effect on some people. If it's not for you, if you got things figured out in a certain way, as I keep saying, move on to the next podcast. This isn't for you. But if you are looking for a bit of inspiration in your life, some motivation in specific areas, looking to be dedicated, going to another level in terms of your self-talk and positivity, this is what I hope to be the channel for you coming up. So, like usual, without further ado, I am just going to go ahead and jump into what I want to say and go from there. So my message today, the topic today, is another one I'll say is that's very personal to me, and one that I have seen also that sometimes people struggle with when they're trying to get something going, or they're trying to, manifest some type of idea, or get whether it be a business or whether it be getting themselves motivated, and that would be you have to stop looking for people to validate your ideas and looking for people to support your dreams. A lot of the times, in order for us to begin to start out on a path and begin going down, this journey of these great ideas we may have, or doing something, finding a spark in something that we've kind of had a passion for, or something that we're trying to curate, a lot of the times we need the validation from someone to make it official and to give us the okay and the say so that, you know what? Okay, now I'll start because this person said it's okay. Or, you know what? This person is also seeing what I'm seeing. So now I guess that's the sign that it's good to go, and I can take my foot off the brakes and now go. The thing that I've realized in my life, in my 37 years of living, in watching friends, family, people who start businesses, just so many people around me in my life, One thing I realize, if you wait for someone to validate something, some idea, some business, some purpose for you in the way that you want it to be validated, take one idea. Take one guess at how long you think you'll be waiting. Matter of fact, I'll give you two. I know a lot of us have heard this saying, no one is going to see your vision the way that you do. That is an absolute true statement. There are people that will support you. There are people that will try and understand you. There are people who will praise you for what you're trying to do and give you support and understanding and all these different aspects of trying to be involved in the thing, the idea that makes you you, or that you want to get going. But one thing is for certain, that no one is going to put their foot on the gas and open up the idea and create the thought and be the architect of your experience, of your goal, except you. You cannot make someone see the business the way you see it. You cannot make someone see the goal the way you see it. And one of the reasons why is because it's internal. It's incubative. And what I mean by that, you conceptualize the idea. If a dream is in its infancy state, you have to realize you are the one to nurture it. You are the one to feed it, water it. That idea is your seed. You planted that seed. And you trying to gather people's, you know, you trying to get someone else to water the seed the way you water it, it's not going to happen. Because they didn't conceptualize it. And you have to understand the energy that comes with conceiving an idea. It's isolated energy. It's your energy. It's your belief. I understand sometimes how we get excited and we want to pass along these different ideas to people and get them excited about something we're excited about and get them to believe in it and invest in it. And no, because it takes energy. Your energy. We do this with businesses. We do this with sometimes these quote unquote, these crazy ideas we come up with. You ever been excited about something? And this is the, and this again, this is the simplicity. You ever been excited about something and you tell somebody and they're like, okay, because they don't see it. Because they didn't conceive it. The energy of foundation didn't come from them. It came from you. You walk in the room and say, all right, guys, listen, I got this idea for this business. I got this idea for this book. I got this idea. And what do? Tell me about it. And depending on how much energy you put into telling them, they might walk out of the room on you. That's why it's so important to protect your ideas, to protect that seed that you're watering. Especially when you believe in something so deep. When you believe in an idea, or you believe in a business, or you believe in a person, or you believe in a path. And you put so much into it, and nobody believes in it. Nobody seems to care about it. Nobody seems to ask you about it a month later, 2 months later. No one seems to love it the way you do. So you have to put an emphasis on that connection between you, your creative process, and that idea or that goal that you have. It is not dependent on another person's love or energy, or that person you needing acceptance from that person. That person's doubt or acceptance of whatever your goal is in mind has nothing to do with the outcome. It has nothing to do with the starting point. It is you. It is your inherent belief in the idea, in the goal, that is going to make it manifest. Be the architect for that narrative. Draw the blueprint. No one understands how beautiful the house is going to be. Speaking of an architect, have you ever seen just a lot, and they have just the foundation? But the person who wants the house, they can conceive it in their mind. And you can tell all these people, yeah, I'm going to build this over here and I'm going to do it like this. But all that person's looking at is a patch of dirt with a wood foundation or a metal foundation. That's not exciting. That's nothing to be excited about. Guess who the only one is excited about the house, though? Exactly. That is the same process when you're telling people about your ideas and these great things you have in mind. That's where they're at. They're in your mind and nowhere else. So I go back to what I started with. You have to let go of waiting for people to validate your dream. If your dream is in the beginning stages, please expect for it not to be loved, accepted, respected, validated, as I said. Many times the only way that your dream will be loved, respected, and accepted is when it's one, almost done, two, completed, or three, it benefits someone else. Those three key components of a dream are usually, I'm not saying 100%, but are usually when people will have the same equivalent connection to the idea the way you do. But guess what? You light years ahead of them. It's very rare for someone to see potential. Very rare. Very rare for someone to see potential. You know why? Because potential is intrinsic foreshadowing. It is an intense belief system of the future. It is telling yourself that something will be this big without anyone able to see it. But you got the glasses to see it. You got the crystal ball to see it, and no one else does. You have to be a believer in your own potential. You have to let go of sharing your goals with other individuals and then getting frustrated at when they don't react the way that you do, or they don't feel the way you do, or they don't see it the way you do. Usually when you take a business plan to an investor, they have to see the vision. And it doesn't even matter how big the plan is, how good it sounds. Usually it's a risk because they can't see it the way you do. They don't know the drive you have. They don't know what you've been through that led you to this point that won't ever let you go back. And even explaining that, they still won't see the ability you have to make this idea manifest into the great thing that you want it to be or it can be. Let go of others' acceptance of your goals and dreams. Put that energy into yourself. And then when it manifests, get support. Begin to get ideas. Begin to have conversations about your goal. But until then, don't wait for someone to pull the trigger on something that you know is a sure thing. You have to sign, seal, deliver your own goals, your own dreams, your own beliefs. You have to put yourself in an isolated, incubative thought process when it comes to this. And you have to be in the driver's seat. You have to put it in drive. You have to tune it up. You got to put gas in it. You got to make sure it's running right. And then when you start going, when you get on the road, you might be able to pick up some passengers. You might have to drop some off. You might have a couple you can keep with you. But guess who's in the driver's seat? You. Guess who can pump the brakes? You're the one in control of the brakes. You might have somebody in the passenger says, hey, look out for that car right there. But you put your foot on the brakes. You can put it in reverse when you want to. You can speed up when you want to. But remember, you built that system that drives and no one else. You might even have a mechanic on the side. But make sure that you're the one who created it, and no one else was the driving force for you to get started. And in terms of business, sometimes when someone does validate it, now they have a say-so. If we're talking a little bit of business, if we're talking where people want to take credit for your idea, and this isn't a business podcast. I'm just speaking of the ideology of as a whole, generalized whole, in terms of something that you want, a goal that you have. You don't need someone to tell you how to drive. Teach yourself. You don't need someone to tell you how to play. Teach yourself. How to learn something. Teach yourself. Many of us want a babysitter for our goals. We want a mommy and daddy to say it's okay to do it. It's okay to be it. Yeah, baby, go ahead and do it. Take the training wheels off. Fall a couple of times. Crash a couple of times. Learn from it and get a bigger bike. Let's go. Go faster. But stop waiting on somebody to unlock the door of something that you already got the key for. I used that analogy last week because it's real. What did I say last week? You got the key to your own success. Stop waiting for somebody else to open that door for you. When you have that key, when you have that drive, when it's in you already. We looking everywhere for somebody to give us something we already have. Where's your confidence in your belief system? Where's your sacrifices I spoke on last week? And get this. No one owes you permission. No one owes you to believe in the things you believe in. No one owes you to see things the way you see it. No one owes you to connect to an idea. They don't have to be inspired by what you're inspired by. No one owes you that. So if no one owes you that, why are you looking for it? You looking for it because you need to believe that what you're doing is okay. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, this is called the imperfect journey because I speak this way from my flaws and the things that I had to learn from and the things that I saw around me. Again, I don't say this to tell people what to do or be super rah, 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 but I'm passionate about this. I believe in this idea. I believe in leveling up this way. And this is why I speak this way. If it's a little bit too much in your face, I'm not sorry. This is off the cuff. This is naturally how I feel. And I don't regret it. I believe in it. And my goal is to see people succeed. Excuse me, I'm drinking a little bit of little caffeine, sorry. I believe in people, especially in this day and age where things are getting tougher. It's getting harder out there to live the way that we used to live or the way that our parents might have used to live. It takes a little bit more. And that little bit more can, you know, it it takes a lot out of you when, you know, when you have kids or you're, you know, you're living a certain way or the job might be a certain way. It takes a little bit more out of you. And I just want to give you that spark to not let you forget what you are. You are not perfect, but you are capable. Because sometimes in the midst of our adversities and we get consumed by it. And I just want you to get consumed by the other side of the tracks. And what I mean by that, within your storm, I want you to also get consumed in some positivity. Get consumed in some how can I? Get consumed in some confidence. Get consumed in the things that you know you are capable of. You just can't see it right now. It's still there, but we forget about it in the midst of financial troubles, in the midst of health issues, in the midst of relationship problems, you know, in the midst of, you know, being betrayed, in the midst of not knowing what to do and feeling lost and anxiety and all these different things. We get consumed by that. But that's not the full picture. And sometimes when we in a repetitive nature of something, we believe that that's the full scope because that's all we can see. Nobody can see outside of a storm, but there's still a world. The sun shines outside of a storm somewhere. I just want to bring that to you in some way, shape or form. In the best way that I know how as an individual. And will I keep getting better? I was going to say I hope so, but I know so. And guess who else is going to get better in the midst of their storm and their struggle? That person on the other end of this podcast. It is a belief system, systemically, a law within you. It is a belief system, a law that you are powerful. I just want my people to open it up. I want my people to know that it's there, even if you're not opening it up right now, at least know that it's there. And whenever you're ready to activate it, Yeah, you got it. You got it. And I'm ready for that brain power and that physical power and that motivation and that life-changing experience. I'm ready for it to pour out of you because I know it's there. Again, people, this is my unscripted podcast. I've noticed myself, I get a little worked up, but I love that feeling. I'm trying to get better with the way some of the thing I've been listening to a few of my podcasts. There are a few hiccups and things that I want to work at in terms of speaking out to people. I'm going to get better. I am practicing. I'm a very busy man. I'm back in school, but I'm dedicating myself to this podcast, to you, to people who need this type of self-improvement talk. I'm not going to stop no matter what. So you can expect this on at least a weekly basis. Will it get longer? I hope so. It will be eventually a little bit more edited, a little bit more scripted. I will have more keynotes in my podcast. But for now, like I said, it's just me going off the top of the head. With a love, with a passion, with a dedication to not only myself, but to the imperfect people around the world who are trying to make a better life for themselves in some way, shape, or form. This is just me giving you what I got as a human being and giving the message of hope, inspiration, any way we can find it. So again, people, this is my fourth podcast, The Imperfect Journey. And my message today was stop waiting for people to validate your dreams and ideas. And until the next time, I love all of you. This is Anthony Johnson, The Imperfect Journey, signing out.